Yeah, it's probably something that's been on my mind for a fair while, to be honest. You know, you get to this sort of age and probably the issues I've had physically with my body. Yeah, I knew it was the right time, and as hard as it is to make the call and admit to yourself, I suppose, it is the time. You know, I'm really comfortable with it, as I just said to the group then, so know it's the right time, and looking forward to whatever's next.
Ryder over the back in the path of Robbie Gray. He's a superstar for the power. He goes long, and they've got the legs. Yes! Robbie Gray's kicked a big goal, and the power on the cusp of a great victory.
Mays back in AFL footy. The kick was good. The mark was better. And it's Robbie Gray. The game is on his boot. He is the man in the arena, and all eyes are on Robbie Gray, and when everyone else missed, when the moment came, he seized the darkness, Robbie Gray!
2.5 minutes remaining, oh Robbie Gray, that's classical Robbie Gray, 4 goals in a corner, what a star! At half forward, Brown is on Gray, he's looming again here. Good tackle pressure from Need. He's ready in the pocket. Here we go for 5.25. Robbie! Let him entertain you!
It's amazing to think back. It feels so long ago, but it does go quick at the same time.
An emotional day for football fans in South Australia, Port Adelaide fans especially, and well, who better to discuss the retirement of one of Port Adelaide's all-time greats, the new Michelangelo Rucci. Look, expected. Kim Dillon came on the show. He said, well, rang into the show. He said, Robbie Gray is going to announce on Wednesday. It's Tuesday. He's gone a day early. And, well, what a career.
Yes. Hello, Miles. You wake up knowing that the moment has arrived, but wishing it just wasn't so. You know, you wanted to go to the press conference and say, Robbie, please don't do it. Give us another year. Entertain us, just like Hutto said in that clip.
How good a call was that?
Entertaining us. But it's true to Robbie Gray. He didn't put himself first. He didn't put his wishes first. He put the team's needs in front of everyone else. So that's it. After all these years of watching Robbie Gray just entertain us in 270 AFL games, 5 showdown medals. It ends on Saturday night in a derby, the way it should end, actually.
It's
his game.
There's
that's
no
his
more,
moment.
There's no more fitting arena or platform to go out than that.
Destiny, if the footy gods were kind, would have Robbie Gray, because he is the player who has settled more AFL games than anyone else with the last score.
Well, we've got stats coming out our backsides here.
Imagine if he had the last kick of the game. Bear in mind, he's done it with goals and behinds. Well, to win it.
The king of clutch. He's the king
Absolutely.
Of clutch. And that's can't be disputed. And to have a look here, we see Sir Swamp Thing. He's great at the stats on Twitter. So 2009, 13, 14, 17, 18, 18, 20, 20, 21 and 21. He's kicked a goal in the last quarter to give Port the lead. Now, of those games, only twice did Port Adelaide lose of those games. And there are also two other games in 2016 and 2022 where he kicked it behind in the last quarter, and they won both of those. So
the most memorable one is 2017, Adelaide Oval, Paddy Ryder with that amazing tap to the back, and Robbie Gray just finding this channel from around the arc, the 50-metre arc at that northern end, Saka members' side, just like the ground opened up for him. It was just like this.
Moses parted the seas.
Absolutely, and he just has this amazing kick on 50 that goes to the northern goal with 6 seconds on the clock to win the match for Port Adelaide. If you want to talk about poetry in sport, have a look at that clip. Ryder to Gray, the little legs running, the St Kilda players looking like as if they're in a different
world. It's a
world.
Good clip.
Oh, it's an amazing clip.
It's a good clip. 10 out of 12 times. He had a score to win to put them in the lead in the last quarter. That is, it's clutch personified. Is there a player that you can remember who's been that significant late in games and just done it on repeat. Like Buddy Franklin a couple of times. Favola did it a few times.
Yes, he did.
Favola had the famous one here at Amy Stadium, wasn't it?
When playing for Carlton, yeah.
Was that the one where the guy was still quoted as saying they were robbed? Was that that game?
Oh, I can't remember.
Was that famous video, that? Ben? Yeah, the Crows were robbed.
Oh, yes.
Right in front of me. Right in front of me.
But still, no player has achieved on the last score more wins than Robbie Gray.
It's
so you're right,
superb.
He is Mr. Clutch.
Clutch. That's how he's going to be remembered.
Oh, I think he's also going to remember as Mr. Showdown. 5 Showdown medals. That amazing game where he does kick those 5 in the third quarter to turn the Showdown into Port Adelaide's favour. 6 in the game.
Equal career high.
The only thing that's missing there, Miles, and he deserved it, but footy doesn't work that way.
Was a flag.
A flag. That's what he deserved. For the way in which he has lifted the spirit of the game, not just lifted Port Adelaide, but we heard Rory Laird say it last night, in the way of when you hear an opposition player saying, I can't wait to see the back of you, but saying it in an admiring way tells you how much they respected Robbie Gray and feared him. Now that's an enormous compliment to pay to an opposition player. So we'll see him for the last time Saturday night, Adelaide Oval. You just wish that there is a way in which Robbie Gray becomes part of the narrative of that game in the way in which it's been for the previous 270, that he is the match winner.
What price Showdown medal? They lift for them, saw Kennedy go out with...
Amazing, yeah,
with
exactly.
And if they get on terms, they'll be looking for him too.
Yeah. He can go in the midfield. He can be dangerous in attack. He's freshened up.
It's big game. And just to run through, so 3 John Cale medals, 2-time Port Adelaide leading goal kicker, 3 games for Australia, 4-time All-Australian, AFL-CA Champion Player of the Year 2014, 5 Showdown medals. He had a Rising Star nomination in 2007, and AFL Player Ratings Team of the Decade for the 2010s.
And we need to remember that his 2012 season was cut very, very short when he had that horrific knee injury on the hard deck of Marvel, whatever it was called at that time in 2012 against Collingwood.
Telstra Dome, Docklin.
His comeback from that, considering how bad the knee was wrecked, he played 200 games after that knee injury. That puts him in that McLeod-Burgoyne sort of mould of where everyone thinks, this knee injury could be the end of a career. Achieved so much after that. Tells you about his dedication to his craft.
We did a poll. Mm. You and I were talking about this off air. Who is the greatest Port Adelaide AFL player?
So since 1997, after the club worked its way into the National League, and there's some great names for what Port Adelaide has put on in 25-odd years of AFL football. When you go to their premiership captain, Warren Treadray.
Stellar career.
To play the toughest position as a key forward, to be in the Hall of Fame, to have all those John Cale Best and Fairest Awards, puts him up there. Matthew Primus is a ruckman that they had to change the rules to dent him.
And he's joining us on the show a bit later too.
He will remember when Robbie Gray turned up at Port Adelaide as pick 55, 2006 draft.
Greatest ever pick 55, probably.
Probably. Kane Corns is a premiership player, 5-time John Cale medalist.
300 gamer.
Josh Franco, who is one of the great midfielders you could ever watch. Josh Carr, the Showdown.
Peter Burgoyne.
Peter Burgoyne, Sean Burgoyne. Brendan Laid. Chad Corns. The list goes on and on.
The poll's up on our social media. Mm. The greatest ever. We've got Treaders, Kane Corns, Robbie Gray and other. So you can go there and vote. We'll read out the votes by the end of this. A couple here. Robbie Gray can retire, go straight on the pension. Someone told me let Rucci speak. Yeah, it's okay. Thank you. A more fitting in would be standing on the premiership dice with 2 medals around his neck.
Norm Smith and the premiership medal. That would fit.
Well, someone's talking about racing with a fair dinkum. There's some funny ones here. That video right in front of me was the 09 semi-final. All right, yeah, it wasn't that one. But Favola did sink. He was clutch.
Gets Collingwood at the G, wasn't it?
Jack Anthony, one? Ben Rutner,
yeah,
Jack
that's
Anthony.
The one, yeah.
And thanks to Michael. 0427. I knew I was going to do it. 0427 154 166. 0427 154 166 or 1300 736 736. Give us a call if you want to discuss the career of Robbie Gray, your favourite moment. We'll go on social media and vote on our poll.
If he's not the greatest Port Adelaide player of the AFL era,
top three have to be.
I'll tell you what category you would lead, most loved. You would not find a more loved player, not only at Port Adelaide, but around the competition than Robbie Gray, surely.
Rory Laird spoke to that yesterday, didn't
he? Absolutely. That the way in which he spoke of just what Robbie Gray does in a football game, fear and respect, all wrapped up in one, was an amazing quote from Rory.
I think it's worth hearing again. This is what Rory Laird said on this show yesterday.
Look, it sounds wrong, but I'm pretty happy not to line up against Robbie Gray. He seems to just perk up for every showdown. He's been an absolute, master of the game. And, the ability for him to play out as a small forward, as dynamic as he has, and be so dangerous around there. But then for years, he's just been like, right, I will go on the midfield and do the same thing. And, he can take over games from anywhere. So as bad as it sounds, I'm pretty happy to see the back of him. But obviously he's been, a star of not only Port Adelaide, one of their greatest players, but, a showdown master and a great of the actual game as well.
Great of the game as well. That's a great tribute, isn't it?
From a cross-town rival.
Mm. No, Rory Laird, as he pointed out to us, has seen Robbie Gray close up, knows exactly how good he is as a footballer, great he is as a footballer. But it's not just his football talent, but it's the way he's presented himself through that 16-year career.
Crystal clean.
Yep.
This is what Robbie Gray had to say about why he played at another level in showdowns, Roach. This is interesting.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I mean, you're always sort of excited to play in them. You're excited to play in every game, though, so I'm not sure. Obviously, showdowns have a little bit more on the line. I remember the early days coming over and watching Chad Corns and Dean Brogan and these sorts of guys go about it, and just how much it meant to them and how special the game was in this state. So, but like I said, you want to perform every week, but maybe we've been able to go a little bit better in some of those games.
Mm. Yep, 5 showdown medals and a classic record of 21 showdowns, and he's delivered in practically every one of them, Miles.
Who gets him on Saturday?
Well, Ken Inkley said that it's Robbie's call how he wants to play the showdown. Does he, like Rory Laird pointed out, he can sit in attack,
one out the goal square,
torment one of the Crows defenders, but he can also throw himself into the midfield where he can turn a game. So Rory won't get a clean, bill of health in the sense of not seeing Robbie Gray again on showdown night. But whoever does will always be able to say, I stood Robbie Gray in his last game, his last showdown. That would be something to tell your grandchildren, wouldn't it?
You'd nearly want it. Just before we go to a break, of course.
Good point.
You'd
almost want it.
You'd want it.
Hand.
You'd put up your hand and say, I want to.
How does Matthew Nix go with that when he says, who wants Robbie Gray? How many hands would go up?
Oh, a lot, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be put on a few posters, I'd imagine.